We're learning Masechtas Nozer, Dat HaZvav Amar Aleph, and we're starting the Mishnah of Dat HaZvav Amar Aleph. This Mishnah will introduce a new concept of how to count the Naziris, and even though we had already this similar cases, this Mishnah is going to add on a new idea. It says, Hareini Nozer L'Kashili Ben. We had this before. Someone says, I'm going to be a Nozer when I have a son. Vin Nozer Me'ayoyim. And I want to be a Nozer 100 days. Noilad loy ben ad shivim. If his son, he started, what happened was, he started counting the nozer of Mei Yohen's days. Day 70, the ben was born. So the halacha is, loy hifsid klum, which we'll see in the Gemara explains, is that he doesn't have to stop anything. He just will now keep both naziris together. From the 70th day and on, he'll keep both naziris together till then, because the naziris of his son is muvla in the naziris of 100 days. Lahif seklum. La'acha shivim. If it's after 70, we'll have to figure out the numbers exactly, then soiser, you know, gari soiser shivim. La'acha shivim. There, the loch is not like that. There, soiser, which means you have to start then doing your son. Why? Because he said that first. And then you go back and continue the other Naziris. She'ain taglachas pachas b'shloshim yoyim. There's no taglachas less than 30 days. So which means like this. This Gemara is saying now that since the benoy, if it's 70 or less, so since the benoy is muvlam, in the muvlam means it's occluded, it's muvla in the meya, swallowed up in the meya. So oylo l'shel benoy v'shaloy. It goes for both. And then he'll finish 100 days, he'll take a haircut, and that haircut will be yoytz on both his ears and bring two gabonis. So Zok Tosfos is printed on this Mishnah on Daf Gimel on base. So Zok Tosfos on Daf Gimel on base is explaining this Mishnah. He says the same halacha as before also. When someone says, Hareini Nozer Kashili Ben, Vin Nozer, and he started counting his own, which is 30 days. So there we say that when the son is born, let's say he counted 20 days, the son is born, you stop his, you go back to the son, count the son, and then afterwards you do 10 days. He says, the halacha will be is, let's say on the day you started your Naziris, that son was born. Let's say that day the son was born. And he started counting yours, 3 hours in, the son was born. The halacha is taka, it'll be both. It'll be both. Just the case it was born after one day, that's why it's not muvla. That's what I said. This is another point, is dafka if you mekabel the benoy first, does muvla work? But if I say, I want to mekabel Naziris, and when our son's born, so then you mean clearly to say that the Naziris is not chal until I finish my own Naziris, so then even my 100 days will be afterwards, it'll be first 100 days, and then the 30 days. That's the first line of Mishnah Muvla. Then the halacha is, la'acha shivim, which means after 70, which is, let's say, 71st day. So now his Naziris will go too long now. The Naziris of his son will go past 100. So then what you do is, Meniach es minyanoi, Taisa says, you leave your minyan where it is. It's up to 71. Just to make it clear, it's up to 75. You leave it where it is. You count the Shloshim Benoi. Then you go back to your own thing, to your own 25 days, which will have to actually need another 25 days. And actually, the halacha will be, according to Taisa Shita, is that you do the Taglachas and the Gabonas after the 25 days. But you'll have You don't have the extra days because you'll do the taglachas there. You don't do the taglachas. No, Taisa spoke this out before. Taisa Shita, what?
You're finishing the 30
from your son. You did it right then. Right then, you did all 30. By 75, you did all 30 of your son. So they come back. 30. What?
You short 25.
No, then you do 25 afterwards. That's saying. You do the last 25 after that. After that, you do 25. After 25. After that, you do all the taglachas. That'll be 125. Yeah, it'll be 125. 30 plus 75 is 105. It'll be day 130. Okay, day 130, yes. With day 130, you're going to do the Taglachas and Gemaras. Yes, 100%, yes. So that's very good. So we explained this beautifully. Now, there's a bumbakash on this, which you have to find it in the Haggah on a Tosis on a Gemara. But there's a Brice on Daf Yud Aleph that says that if someone is Mekabel, he says, Hareini Nozer La'ach Esrim Yoyim U'ma'achshav Meya Yoyim. What's the halacha? It says you do the first 20 days of your 100, you stop for 30, and you go back to your 80. That's what it says in the first of Raisa. Beitza the kasha, here it's muvla. Bamba kasha, here it's muvla. What's going on over here? So this Maisa, we mentioned this kasha, couldn't find it. Tosfos in the Haggah asks this kasha. Tosfos, what we are speaking about this kasha is that this kasha was not brought down in a lot of the Kol Svarim, they're not bringing down this kasha. But Tosfos does ask this kasha. The Lechairo, what do you do with the case of 80 and 20? So the Kasha is a good Kasha. The Teretz is a little darkistic. The Teretz basically is that if you wanted to, when you're handling with numbers, if you wanted to be not Muvla, if you wanted to be Muvla or not Muvla, you should have spoken out more clearly. You should have said, I want to be a Nazir for after 20 days, and those 100 days, for Sacha Karl 100 days. That's what you should have spoken out. Since you didn't speak it out, so there, you know what it means, the full 120 days. Masha Enkein, when it comes to a ben, you have no idea when your son's going to be born. There it's possible that you want it to be Muvla, because you don't know when your son's going to be born. So there you can't speak anything out. But here you should have spoke out that I want a total of 100. Why saying 20 than 100? And that's why there you don't say that. That's what Taisa answers. If you want to find Taisa, Taisa prints it off. You give him a base. It's Nivir Mascha Oy Duma. In the middle of Taisa's Va'afagav. It's a Hagah. In the middle of Taisa's Ask this Kasha. That's our Mishnah. Beautiful Mishnah. That if the when we're going to handle this Shaila Be'ikr about being born on the 70th day or 71st or 72nd, that you have a guy who says that I want to be an Ozir when I have a son. And Nozir Me'ayim. The halach is Noilad Loi Ben Ad Shivin. Loi hifsid klum. The halacha is that, you know, it's muvla in the thing. Laka shivim is soiser that it's not muvla. Zok the gemara. Omer Rav. Rav says yoim shivim oilin oila lekan velekan. That it says in our mishnah that noilad ben ad ayin, which means ad vaad bechlal, that it was born on the on the 70th day. So there, it's oilo lekam velekam, which Tosis explains means like this, that when the son is born on the 70th day, so then that's day number one for the son's Naziris. So it turns out on day 99 the 30th day for the son is on day 99. So on day 100, you could do Zok Taisis Lafizeh, on day 100, I could do the Taglachas L'chatchila. That means like this. The halacha is, when you have a Naziris of 100 days, when's the L'chatchila day you do Taglachas? On the 101st day. That's the day that you do Taglachas L'chatchila. Always do after the whole Naziris, 101st day. When you have a 30-day Naziris, the L'chatchila Taglachas is the 31st day. Here, Zok Rav, that Yoim Shivim, Oil L'kam L'kam, which means it counts for both. So for the Naziris of Benoi, day number one is 70. That means day 99 is day 30 for the son's Naziris. Day 100 is the 31st for the son, and the last day, and it's the 100th for the other Naziris, for the son's Naziris. The 31st is always a chatchil du taglacha. So he says, you lay du taglachas on this day. Yes. What
about his own Naziris of 100?
The 100. The 100 also have mixed kula. You can add mix the same kikula. So you're allowed to look like, it's not like a tchila, it's like twice a more digger thing. Since you have a din tchila on the benoy's naziris, because the 31st day, so therefore you can have the tchila for the mix the same kikula also. Frank Tysus, why is that? Like, what's that? It's Frank Tysus. Tysus is all printed over here on the side. And for Tysus, that the whole din, the inalim megalech on the 100th day is only midirabanon. But midiraisa, you can do a mix the same kikula. So the way the Arzei Levanon explains, therefore they didn't loy hamidu devarim b'mederehim b'makom mitzvah lechatchila bezmana. Since a gabi de benoi to the 31st day is the mitzvah lechatchila bezmana, it's a mitzvah bezmana, and you wait to the 32nd day, it's not lechatchila bezmana. That will be doicha the drabbanim not doing mitzvah kikuloi. So here will be a case will be lechatchila the 100th day when the son is born on the 70th day, and the 70th day counts for the son as well, even though it's the middle of the day, it's Oyel Lekam Lekan.
The day before should be.
No, because that's not L'chatchila. That's not for anyone then.
Right,
but we don't do rice, we have to do bottom. We have bottom, you have to do the next day.
The is that you're going to do day 100,
mm-hmm.
Because L'chatchila.
But it's almost 31st. It's 31st. Not with the rice, no. Because, no, that's Bezmana, L'chatchila, even Darabonim. The 31st day is the Zman. It's the Zman. You wait another day, you're waiting an extra day.
Midiraisa.
Midiraisa, the 31st day is also good. Every Midiraisa is 31st.
No.
Right, so even Midiraisa still, it's the day after the Zero. So that's not cool, not Bezmana. Zman is really the 31st day, even Midiraisa. It's mixed in Kula, but it's also Midiraisa. So therefore, the halach will be, so that's you're actually gaining something when it's born on the 70th day. And the Rav's chiddush is, Oyel Lekam Lekam means that day counts not only for the 100th day in Naziris, it also counts for your Naziris, even though it's a half a day. That's the chiddush of Rav. So Gemara is trying to see if we have kashas on Rav. Tanah, we looked at our Mishnah. Noilad loy atchivim lehifsid klum. Talking about our Mishnah, was born on the 70th day. Atchivim means Abichal. Born on the 70th day, lehifsid klum. Right, the Gemara, the way we just explained it, Barichas, Visakadaitach oil lekam lekan, a skuri misker, now is lehifsid klum, he is gaining actually. A regular Zeus of 100 days, if someone wasn't born, he has to wait till the 101st day to Taglachas. And now he could do it on the 99th day. Now he can do it on the, to the 101st day, now he can do it on the 100th day. So he's actually gaining from having the son born on Shivim, not in the Mafsid. It's Guri Misker. So he says, you're right. You could have said you gain. El B'dinu loylisti ad Shivim, loylisti ad Shivim, which means that the Taisa says, Epigarius, that really it should say, that you should have said Guri Misker. But therefore, the Reisha says that. So, if you look at Tosis Girsa, he says Tani Nabi Reisha at Shivim LaHifsek Klum. But you could have said Herviach.
Isn't the Mishnah talking about any day between day one and day seven?
That's true. But only gain on seventy. But my son, 70 should have said more. So if the son's born on 70, should have said you're gaining. Should have said you're gaining.
65, you don't gain.
No, I'm saying not. Right, you won't gain. No, you won't gain. Only if you get only that way you'll gain. Only that way you'll gain. But it should have spoke that out. Should have spoke it out. And so it says, someone got shivim. Don't say that. Yeah. So the Gemara answers that it's not shver. It's agav there. It said there you were hifsid. There was soyser here. It's not lo hifsid. That's all. Toshma, a different kasha on Rav. And this kasha is a development of a kasha that shows that Rav is not like our Mishnah. Toshma, a sefer, the end of our Mishnah. It says, noilat acha shivim. What does it mean? It's born on the 71st day. On the 71st day. Soyser, it's soyser. So what does that mean? That means the son is born on the 71st day. So 71st day is day one for the son according to Rav. So figure it out. So then it goes 71st day, 71 is one for him. On the 100th day, it's the 30th for both. So on the 101st day, it's end of it, both in Aziris. So why does it say Saiser? It shouldn't be Saiser. Bishlam is not like Rav. 71st day didn't count the day the son was born. You have to start on a full day. But if he Rav, you can start on a half a day. So the Chayra, if it's born on the 71st day, it's also Muvla. It's Muvla perfectly. It ends exactly at 100. It ends exactly at 100. So Toshvam is safe. Noyel d'achar, Shivim, Soyser. It's Soyser. So the Gemara is Akasha, Rav. And for the Gemara, my achar. You know what achar Shivim means? 72. It doesn't mean 70. What means 72? Achar. Freit the Gemara, Aval achar mamish mai. So you tell me, oh, what? But 71 is not Saiser. Yochi, my ear, the Tony Noel at Shivim. Why does Mr. say that Noel at Shivim lohif seklum? I feel like Achashivim Nami. Even after 70 also, ha amrit loy sasa. Even after 70 also, ha amrit loy sasa, it's not Saiser. Elish mami no. Achar mamish. And it's not like our, it's not Rav, it's not like our Mishnah. So he's, because the kasha is that Maisa, it says 70 loy hifsid, and then it says achar is hifsid. Now, if achar means achar, don't say 70, say 71. So it's mefurish, not like Rav. V'chein mastisim l'Rav sh'mamino. Now, what is the taich v'chein mastisim l'Rav sh'mamino? This is loshen nazar mashuna. Zok toisvis, what it means is pirish. Mastisim yesh l'chich l'ok Rav, which means taka, our Mishnah is not like Rav. Our Mishnah is mevuyah, you got us off on a full day. So therefore, if the son is born on the 70th day, 71 is the first full day, and then it's Muvla. But if the son is born on the 71st day, so then the first full day is 72, and then it won't be Muvla. That's how Taisa explains tomorrow. The Mishnah is not like Rav. Mishnah is not like Rav. Now, are you going to ask me that I do have a riot to Rav from other places that, for example, he says a few different examples. He says, first of all, what happens, I told you before, that if you have a case of 30-30, I want to be a Nazir, and I'm going to be a Nazir when my son's born. And the son is born on the first day of my Naziris. We said that it works together. It's a half a day. So Taisa says, no, there is not Shver. Because since any Naziris starts in the middle of a day, so both Naziris are starting together, they're both at the beginning of Naziris, so they're both equal, so then they can start in a half a day. You have the question I just asked? That if we said a case of Nazir and Nazir, right? There it says if both start on the first day, it means you start on Naziris on Sunday. 3 hours into Sunday after Naziris, you find out your wife had a baby, it's a boy. So now the halacha is, the Taisa says, they're both Muvla. What do you mean? has a count to Oilu Shneim. Teretz Yisrael is not Shver, because they're both those days are half a days, and since that Nazirah is starting half a day, it's all the same. Mashenkin, in this case, you're using the day 70 is a full-fledged day of Nazirah for the other one, and now you want to use it also for the Benoiz Nazirah, and it's only a half a day, when you have that thing weighing against each other, the muchzik will win, and that will be a day counted for the 100 day, and not for the new Naziris, because it's a full day connected to half a day, and then it's nimshach achad those days. The words of Tosfos are that avahocha dohu maschil nazirase kvar ze yomim rabim. I'm reading in the middle of Tosfos v'chein. Avahocha dohu heschil nazirase kvar ze yomim rabim. Here's the idea of yomim rabim. Svaruhu the yom leida, the day of the birth, ye nechshav v'nigra acha yom sha'avru. The hanel zirus to nafshei. V'nazirus haben yaschum yom sha'acha leida. That's Tosfos says a svar. There's another kasha. This is a very bomba kasha. We had in the Gemara Davav, and we'll have it in the Mishnah on the next daf. If there's a case of someone makes two naziris, a shloishim and a shloishim, shloishim and a shloishim. What's the halacha? It says that the yoim shloishim b'diavad at least is oila miksasai for this day and for the next, and for, and you can start the next naziris. That's what it says. It says if you took a haircut on the 59th day, it works. Why? Because you did one haircut on the 30th day, and that's mixed in with kulay, and then that day started the next one. It's the first Mishnah that you have yoyim lamed oil lekan velekan. It's basically the Mishnah says it. So chayyim it's mamish b'makasha. Terry says oktaisi. It's not true at all, because there you finished one naziris and you start a new naziris. That's not shver. It's only in our case where we said again that svar is it's nimshak achad gemar. But in that case of the 30, did you get the kasha? The kasha was the case where someone said, "I am naziris, two naziris, right? What's the halacha? You do 130 and then next 30." The next mishnah says that the katchilo is supposed to do is take a haircut on the 61st day, because you take a haircut on the 31st day and you take a haircut on the 61st day. What happens if you took a haircut on the 30th day and then on the 59th day? It works. Now, if you figure it out, you need 30 days. With your 30 days. The 30 days starts counting from the 30th day of the first guy. The first guy didn't have full 30 days either, the first Naziris, because Vixim Kula. Zok the Mishnah, Yoim Shleishim, Oil Lekam Lekam. It's a Gemara Davav. We just had this. Oil Lekam Lekam. It's a Raya Darav. Zok Tais is not a Raya Darav. You know why? Because there, when you take the first haircut, the first Naziris is over. Now you're an ordinary citizen. You're ordinary citizen. So now, I can start a Naziris in the middle of a day. It's not a problem. The problem with this case over here in our Mishnah is that you're in the middle of your 100 day Naziris. So there, you can't start in the middle of a day because that day already is Nimshach Acha to the other Naziris, because that's a full day for your other Naziris. And I'm still a Nazir for that Naziris. I can't start in the middle of the day and latch it on to the next Naziris. Only can do that when that day is more of an ordinary citizen. But if that's part of the Naziris, it's Nimshach. That day is Nimshach Acha to the other Naziris. That's the Tais explanation of the Sukkah to answer Kashas. And we want to figure that out because it might be a Kasha from the Gemara later on. But Kapanim, right now, what we're holding is that our Mishnah does not stim with Rav, because Rav said Yom Shiv Ma'ilakan V'lakan, and this Mishnah is not like that. And the Gemara now will attempt to find which Tana is like Rav.